The man who filmed the extrajudicial killing of a Palestinian youth by Israeli forces says he's receiving death threats. Imad Abu Shamsia was briefly detained after the footage was published and had to hand in the original copy. The video showed an Israeli trooper shooting a young man at point-blank range. Pakistan is mourning the victims of Sunday's bloody terrorist attack that targeted an Easter celebration in Lahore. Church services are being held in the city for the victims. The bombing claimed over 70 lives and left hundreds more injured. Many children are said to be among those killed. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has condemned the massive bombing in Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore. Hossein Jabri Ansari also called for immediate international action to confront extremism. Earlier, the UN chief called the bombing an appalling act of terrorism and demanded justice for the victims. Well, the Taliban say they were behind a rocket attack on the Afghan parliament, but Afghan sources say none of the three rockets hit the main structure, rejecting the Taliban claims of multiple casualties. The Monday morning attack occurred as Afghanistan's intelligence chief and caretaker interior minister were due to brief the MPs. The death toll from the recent terrorist attacks in Brussels has risen to 35 after four more victims died in hospital. More than 300 others have been injured. Brussels prosecutors have charged three more people in connection with the attacks. Earlier, nearly a dozen suspects were detained. Greek police have clashed with a group of far-right protesters in the second-largest city of Thessaloniki. The demonstrators were protesting against the influx of refugees into Greece and the growing presence of Muslims there. Athens has appealed for EU's help to deal with the refugee crisis. U.S. presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders says his overwhelming victory in the Saturday caucuses can help him win the support of senior Democratic Party officials. After winning the states of Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii by wide margins, he believes he can gain the support of the superdelegates. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has criticized Republican presidential campaigns as an embarrassment to the country. Frontrunner Donald Trump has proposed a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. Ted Cruz has also urged fighting Islamism at every level and proposed patrolling Muslim neighborhoods.